Local governments in the Truckee Meadows all had a tough time balancing their books this year. But while Reno and Washoe County got by without layoffs, Sparks wasn't so lucky. KUNR's Bert Johnson reports.
Just want to make sure blood pressure cuff and the pulse oximetry is in there. I might swap this out real quick. So I think the last call they had was a little kiddo. Because this is like our pediatric pulse ox.
Casey Miller has been a firefighter for the city of Sparks for 2.5 years. He didn't originally plan on this career, but once he learned it was an option, he was hooked.
I played a lot of sports growing up, and so it's kind of like that, man. You know, you come hang out, run calls, you work out, you cook. I'm cooking tonight, so that's terrifying. Okay.
Miller and his colleagues are committed to serving the community, but soon they may have to make some hard decisions about how they deploy their resources. That's because, in order to balance the budget, Sparks City Council is laying off more than a dozen employees. Half those cuts come from Sparks Fire. But Mike Zopa says there was no fat to trim.
It's going to have an impact for sure.
Zopa's vice president of the Firefighters Union and works at the same station as Miller. He says, at the end of the month, Sparks Fire will lose its 5 newest recruits to those layoffs, before they could even start working full-time. They were supposed to backfill positions in a department that's been understaffed since the Great Recession. Zopa's concerned that as fewer firefighters run more calls, they'll start seeing long-term consequences.
We have to balance our personal safety and well-being with what we're doing, because we need to be at the top of our game. At 2 o'clock in the morning, when someone calls for the child who is choking, we need to be there and we need to be on top of it.
Sparks City Manager Dion Louthan acknowledges the cuts will come at a cost, but Sparks was saddled with an $18 million deficit. And with labor costs making up most of the city budget, Louthan says they had no choice.
Our expenses in roughly a 5-year period went up 54%.
At the same time, tax revenue hasn't kept pace. Reno and Washoe County are dealing with the same challenges, but Sparks got it the worst. Louthan says that's because Sparks has a much smaller budget than its neighbors and is more susceptible to economic uncertainty.
When it comes to these swings that we have, we tend to feel them first.
Meanwhile, in Reno, City Manager Jackie Bryant says there are no plans for layoffs.
It has a significant impact to morale. It has a significant impact to the ability to provide services to this community, and it also has a significant impact to the people that we are entrusted with taking care of.
For now, the city's been able to balance its budget by freezing some positions and using one-time funding, such as proceeds from property sales. But once that money's spent, it's gone, and Reno's projecting another deficit for the coming fiscal year. Local officials still have to respond to national trends, too. For example, Washoe County Chief Financial Officer Abigail Jacobin says inflation means people are spending less, which is part of why sales tax revenue isn't keeping pace. But it also drives up costs for the county.
The project that we said would cost $100 million last year, maybe $105 million this year.
Just like in Reno, county officials want to keep staff employed. But with more economic uncertainty on the horizon, all 3 jurisdictions could be making more tough decisions next spring. Bert Johnson, KUNR News.